السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is مكانة الأخ, the station of brotherhood. الحمد لله, all praises are for Allah, the most majestic, the most noble, the most gracious and the most beneficent, the one who's commanded us to honor the ties of our kinship and has specified amongst those ties the tie of brotherhood, the brotherhood of humanity and the specific brotherhood that we have within our families, ordering us to embody bir, righteousness, and ihsan, nobility. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the One, the True, the One who has no partners. And I testify that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and all who follow them in the best of ways till the last day. Ameen. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you and myself, slaves of Allah, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And fear Allah concerning what you will be asked about of the connections of the womb, for indeed Allah is above you an observer. أيها المؤمنون, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy and kindness, has endowed upon human beings the blessings of family, having connection. For in a greater sense, the entirety of mankind is connected. There is not one you can see, except that if you were to trace that lineage all the way back, then you'd find we come from a common set of parents. But in the more immediate sense, we do share of an immediate form of kinship with the immediate form of the wombs that bore our brothers and sisters. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws light to these different relationships and the different huquq that they have upon us. Today's khutbah is about one such relationship from this immediate set of kinship, and that is brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book gives examples, and from that is the example of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he said, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we gave him out of our mercy his brother Harun or Aaron as a prophet. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did strengthen Sayyidina Musa's mission by the fact that his own brother Harun alayhi salam was a helping hand for him in that lofty undertaking. For as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, in the dua of Sayyidina Musa, when he says, Ushdud bihi azri washrikhu fi amri, he said, increase through him my strength and let him share my task. So this alludes to the role of a brother. A brother to another brother is a protection. A brother to another brother is an aid, a source of strength. Brotherhood entails that we stand by one another, that we help one another with all that we can. And this role of brotherhood was something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enacted right when the Muhajirun first arrived in Medina, and he tied in kinship between the Ansar and the Muhajirun with a specific role of brotherhood. A brotherhood that showed that this religion is beyond just words. This religion requires commitment, and commitment that goes down right down to saying, I'm willing to spend money for you, I'm willing to open my house for you, I'm willing to face the burden and share burdens for your sake, because this is a sign of how important we value this religion and our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once this brotherhood really seeps in, and it's a real brotherhood of deen, not just a brotherhood of blood, but a brotherhood of heart connection, then this is when this Ummah becomes consolidated and harmony arises in the communities and in families. And this is why, at a greater sense, when we speak about the Ummah being one, or the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being one, it has to start from this simple sense of this duties of brotherhood. And that's why we find ulama writing books about the duties and the rights and responsibilities of brotherhood. What does that mean in Islam? What are the rights that someone has to me simply by the fact that they are my brother in a more intimate sense, but brothers as a Muslim? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to these myriad forms of kinship. Of them, of course, was the biological form. Of them, of course, was rada'a, kinship through milk, through fostering. And of them, of course, is the brotherhood of iman. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to this by saying, when he was asked, who has the most right to your bir? Bir means righteousness, or everything that's good. And he said, barra ummaka wa abak, wa ukhtaka wa akhak, thumma adnak adnak. He said, start by doing righteousness to your mother, then your father, then your sister, then your brother, and then the closest after them and the closest after them. Subhanallah, look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving preference to the women above the men in all of these relationships. So your mother first, then your father, then your sister first, then your brother, because it shows that even in your brotherhood there is this sense of looking after those whose you are accountable to look after, right? All of you are shepherds. And this is when we come into other, you know, the Quran speaks about the qawwa, the state of responsibility that men have with regards to their women, and this is demonstrated here. In another sense, we find that through examples of this principle, we find in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, we find that true brotherhood means that you want felicity for someone. It's not temporary, right? And so one of the things that they said is that from the truth of someone's belief to someone is that they love for their brother what they love for themselves. And scholars would comment on these hadith, and they say that loving for your brother what you love for yourself, that this is your brother in humanity, and ultimately what would you love? You'd want that which stays, which is closeness to Allah. You'd want them to live a life in Jannah. And that's why a Sahabi once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him, he said, do you love Jannah? And the man said, yes. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should love for your brother what you love for yourself. And what that means is, if you truly love someone, then you try your utmost to ensure that they're not from the people who will not be going to Jannah. That you try your utmost that Allah facilitates for them a way whereby they can enjoin or enter that felicity, that eternal felicity in Jannah. And this was the way of, we find how people became Muslim. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, many of you may know that he was someone who was originally opposed to Islam. But what ultimately made him embrace Islam and not only become a Muslim, but became from the greatest of the Muslims and the one who the Prophet ﷺ referred to as the sword from amongst the swords of Allah, what made him become a Muslim was his own brother, Al-Walid ibn Al-Walid, wrote him a letter and told him that if he wants to be successful, then he should embrace Islam. And this is what he's desiring. And so he himself says that when he received that letter, he said he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greeted him and took shahada. So it was simply that desire of just being a mirror to his brother that resulted in Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid becoming a Muslim. And we find similar reports with other sahabi. And so husnul khuluq, which means that if you want someone to come to that which is good, then you have to mirror that to them, right? And so it's narrated that Abdullah ibn Mubarak, may Allah have mercy on him, was once asked, what is the best thing a person can be given? And he replied, innate intelligence. And he was then asked, and if not that, what is it? And he said, husnul khuluq, good conduct. And then he was asked, and what is that, if not that? And he said, it's having a compassionate brother to consult, to take advice from. And so this role of taking advice, this role of being a mirror, is something that goes both ways. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا, that he's not from us if he does not honor his elders. Right? So this goes from the younger to the elders. But it goes also the reverse way, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana," that he's not from us if he's not able to have mercy upon his young. And so this parallel relationship of respect and mercy is a foundation between families and a foundation between brotherhood. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. This khutbah is intended to remind ourselves about, as many other khutbahs have been, about this foundation of looking first to helping other people and looking at our relationships. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yadul mu'ti al-'ulya wabda' biman ta'ul ummaka wa abak wa ukhtaka wa akhak." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the hand which gives is the upper hand, and one should start giving first by those two who are his dependents. And he said, once again, he put your mother first, then your father, your sister first, and your brother. So taking these responsibilities in our families, giving gifts, taking financial responsibilities, taking emotional responsibilities, these are all part and parcel of this way of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us always part of the solution and not part of the problem, that He make us be of those who can fulfill the rights and duties of brotherhood in Islam to our brothers of our blood relationships, of brothers of spiritual relationships, and that we can draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereby. Bearing this in mind, let us praise to Allah. Let us pray to Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be of those who can be of service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in service of the way of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This recording was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.